Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Michael Stollard is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, and got a brand new book out called Connection Culture, The Competitive Advantage of Shared Identity, Empathy, and Understanding at Work. It's brand spanking new, launching today on this show. Mike, thanks for letting us do that.
Hey, thank you, Jim. We've known each other for a long time now, and I really believe in what you're doing. You're such an encourager and source of wisdom and knowledge to the small business world, and that's important.
Well, I appreciate it, but you didn't want to hurt my feelings and not launch your book on my show, so I appreciate that very much. We were talking about culture, and I really love the fact that that's part of the title of your book, because, you know, I mean, connection culture, maybe people think connection is intuitive, and it may be a little more than culture is, but we talk about this thing culture a lot on the show, and culture begins with the leadership, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. What we do is more important than what we say, but what we say is important too. So having that consistency between what we say and do really brings a lot of credibility, and that sets the tone for the culture.
Well, if the leadership is grumpy and surly and not friendly, then the people are going to be that way. If the leadership is you know, takes their work seriously but doesn't take themselves seriously, the people will have more fun and get the work done. And here's the thing, Mike, you can decide what your culture is going to be, can't you?
Yeah, you should be intentional about it, because as we were saying earlier, we drift toward disconnection. We become busier. You know, life gets busy, as we all know. And unless we're intentional about it, we drift away from it. So we want to really define what our values are, be consistent about how we're living those out, and give people in our business, you know, let them speak truth to us if they see us doing things that are inconsistent with that, because we all have blind spots, and there are times that we need to hear that. But it's you know, taking time to really align on our values and making sure we get how we do our business right, so that everyone stays highly engaged in what we call this connection culture, where people feel connected to the work they're doing, to their colleague, to their colleagues, to their supervisor, and to the organization's work, and really understand the importance of it. You know, take the Small Business Advocate and what you're doing. We all know it's important. The small business segment of our economy is where a lot of innovation takes place. It's the spark right now for the economy. And so your work is important. And I know you, Jim, that a simple formula I use to describe the ideal culture in a leader is that the leader communicates an inspiring vision, values people, and gives them a voice. Vision, value, voice. And you're a great example. And
wow.
I'm not saying that's just a... You know, I know you, and I know that you have a passion for small business. You know it's important. Your team knows it's important. I know that you and Devana and the rest of your team, you value people. You hire people like that. And you want to hear what people have to say in terms of how you can do what you do better. That's the voice part.
I appreciate you saying that. The only thing I'll say to that is when I hire someone, And I'll tell you something, folks. I recommend this to you, and I hope you can pull it off. We just hired some new people recently, and I told them, in our business, we take our work very seriously. We take our relationships with the people who are part of our world. We take those very seriously, but we don't take ourselves seriously. And I think that's a good way, because that lets people know they can do good work, they can be excellent, as you said a minute ago, and still have fun. So I want you to expand on how culture drives excellence.
Well, you think about it. It's there are those three things: vision, value, voice. When people feel connected to the vision of the organization, because they understand that the work is important, that somehow we're serving others in some way, it brings meaning to their life. If they don't have that, just life can kind of wear you down if you feel like you're wasting your life. But if you're serving others in some way, it brings meaning. Second, just valuing others is really important. In fact, that's the heart of a connection culture. If an employee doesn't feel valued by the leadership, then they don't give their best efforts. They don't align their behavior with the leader's goals. They don't communicate when you need them to communicate. They don't participate in thinking about how to improve the business. And that, mm-hmm. that impacts results and sustainability of the business, you know, whether we're growing or dying. And mm-hmm. so those, you know, we've boiled it down to a handful of things that are really important. I take it back to that statement that the leader communicates an inspiring vision, values people, and gives them a voice. That's really the three things to focus on: vision, value, and voice, and culture. And that's what creates connection. Pulls people together go ahead.
And when you do that, folks, when you do all three of those things that Mike identified, you will define that will define your culture. And then add your personality to that. And hopefully, you know, it's a positive personality, because if you've got a negative personality, your culture will look like that. So look at yourself in the mirror, leaders, CEOs, and what you see in yourself in the mirror, it's a lot about what your culture is going to look like in your company. Quick break, right back with Michael Stollard. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.